I am speaking from the ruins of Coventry Cathedral, close to where His Majesty the King stood, watching the desolation afterwards, with a royal sympathy which did so much to raise the spirits of his people in this stricken city. Last Christmas, we had our wonderful carol services in the glorious building of pink sandstone, which then stood above our heads. And what a beautiful cathedral it was, with its tall, slender pillars, its wide arches and spacious windows, every stone of it loved and treasured by 20 generations of Coventry people. 6 weeks ago, the enemy came and hurled down fire and destruction upon our city from the sky, all through the long night. So many lives were lost, so many homes destroyed, and our cathedral nave and chancel utterly burnt and brought to the ground. It was ruthless, futile, wicked. I'm looking now at the heaped-up ruins and the long line of outer walls, scarred and windowless. Yet, even now, the ruined cathedral keeps much of its former majesty and beauty unconquered by destruction. So is the spirit of Christ unconquerable, whose birth we celebrate today. He, the King of all the world, came in lowly majesty to visit this earth and stay with us forever. He suffers alongside of us, just as this cathedral suffered the same fate as the city. He lost everything he had and won the world. Nothing can destroy him any more than, in the words of our ancient Coventry carol, Herod the King in his raging could slay the Christ child. That is why, early this morning, here under these ruins, in the lovely little stone chapel built 600 years ago, we began the day with our Christmas communion, worshipping the Christ, believe me, as joyfully as ever before. The Church of Christ is very much alive in Coventry today. And all over the city we've had, or we're going to have, our family gatherings and Christmas dinners, with often a billeted person as a very welcome guest. We Coventry people do here and now wish all absent friends and relations, especially those in the forces, a very happy Christmas. What we want to tell the world is this, that with Christ born again in our hearts today, we are trying, hard as it may be, to banish all thoughts of revenge. We are bracing ourselves to finish this tremendous job of saving the world from tyranny and cruelty. We're going to try to make a kinder, simpler, a more Christ-childlike sort of world in the days beyond this strife. We are in brave spirits and can wish the Empire a courageous Christmas. Here around me in the ruins are the few we could muster of the cathedral choir, and they're going to sing our ancient Coventry carol.
that's the message of Coventry. Coventry and all our bombed cities. Let's remember that the spire of the cathedral still points upwards, the symbol of this fight of ours for a better world. A better world, a different world, maybe.